The 1st of May, 2023. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. God can grant even the pagans the repentance that leads to life. The apostles and the brothers in Judea heard that the pagans too had accepted the word of God. And when Peter came up to Jerusalem, the Jews criticized him and said, "So you have been visiting the uncircumcised and eating with them, have you?" Peter, in reply, gave them the details point by point. "One day, when I was in the town of Jaffa," he began, "I fell into a trance as I was praying and had a vision of something like a big sheet being let down from heaven by its four corners. This sheet reached the ground quite close to me. I watched it intently and saw all sorts of animals and wild beasts, everything possible that could walk, crawl, or fly. Then I heard a voice that said to me, 'Now, Peter, kill and eat.' But I answered, 'Certainly not, Lord. Nothing profane or unclean has ever crossed my lips.' And a second time, the voice spoke from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you have no right to call profane.' This was repeated three times before the whole of it was drawn up to heaven again. Just at that moment, three men stopped outside the house where we were staying. They had been sent from Caesarea to fetch me, and the Spirit told me to have no hesitation about going back with them. The six brothers here came with me as well, and we entered the man's house. He told us he had seen an angel standing in his house, who said, 'Send to Jaffa and fetch Simon, known as Peter. He has a message for you that will save you and your entire household.' I had scarcely begun to speak when the Holy Spirit came down on them in the same way as it came on us at the beginning. And I remembered that the Lord had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' I realized then that God was giving them the identical thing he gave to us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. And who was I to stand in God's way?" This account satisfied them, and they gave glory to God. "God," they said, "can evidently grant even the pagans the repentance that leads to life." The Word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. "Whatever your work is, put your heart into it as for the Lord. Over all these clothes, to keep them together and complete them, put on love. And may the peace of Christ reign in your hearts, because it is for this that you were called together as parts of one body. Always be thankful. Never say or do anything except in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Whatever your work is, put your heart into it, as if it were for the Lord and not for men, knowing that the Lord will repay you by making you his heirs. It is Christ the Lord that you are serving." The Word of the Lord.